I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Tonight, the state of Georgia is planning to execute a man known as the Stocking Strangler. Carlton Gary, who is 67 years old, was convicted of raping and killing women in Columbus in the 1970s. Gary is scheduled to become Georgia's first inmate executed this year. He'll die by lethal injection at the state prison in Jackson. His request for clemency was denied last night by the State Board of Pardons and Paroles. Gary was convicted of three counts each of malice murder, rape, and burglary for the 1977 deaths of three women. Student activists are energized this morning after they band together across the country in a national school walkout to protest gun violence and the lack of gun control laws. Students at Grady High School in Atlanta wore orange shirts and ribbons as they protested yesterday. Senior Kelly Chalfant explains why.
Orange has become the color against gun violence. Orange is what hunters wear in the woods to protect themselves and others from harm. Orange is a bright, bold color that demands to be seen.
Hundreds of Grady students participated in the walkout, which was supported by school administrators. Meanwhile, across the country, many students of color who participated in the national school walkout said for them the day was about more than just stopping mass shootings in schools. At Booker T. Washington High School in Atlanta, the same school that Martin Luther King Jr. attended, Vox News reports that students were not allowed to walk out of the building, so instead they took a knee in the hallways to protest racial inequality and police violence against black people. Many black activists say the Parkland students' calls for gun control has sparked political debate faster than gun control advocacy from black and brown youth through movements like Black Lives Matter and the Dream Defenders. Teenage activists are now preparing for a march on Washington called the March for Our Lives. That will happen March 24th in Washington, D.C. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.